Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second, the center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third, the DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Salazar. Batting third, the left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lemon fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lemon. Bell moves to third. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGriff hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Barfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Witt moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Witt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Gruber moves to third. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alexander fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alexander. Gruber scores. Fernandez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mosby is 0-1 in the game. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knight strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mullinix is 0-1 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to third. Paul Gibson now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Witt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGriff is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. Mullinix scores. Bell moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Salazar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pettis is 0-1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lee is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Whitfields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff strikes out. 2 outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gruber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wallewander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallewander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar bunts towards third. Gruber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McGriff is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. McGriff reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. One out. Kelly Gruber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gruber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGriff scores. Lee moves to second. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Mike Henman now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallowander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. Pettis hits a pop-up beyond second. Lee can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Wallowander moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallowander scores. Pettis moves to second. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Tony Castillo now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Salazar moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Ray Knight. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Cecil Fielder. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bergman. Alexis Infante pinch runs for Rick Leach. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Infante moves to third. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Infante scores. Witt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Blue Jays. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGriff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Lusarder pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Mike Heath. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bean pinch hits for Jim Wallowander. Bill Bean is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bean strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.